Boyside, the Shia this week is being sponsored. L'Nishra Shabbat Vigdir Menachem Ben Remar Chatzvi Al Shalom. And also the Shulam Lav Malkas this week at Masoros Beis Yaakov. After the Shia.
The Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to be makif here the sugis and Ksubis, and we're going to merge with the sugis of Yevamos that we learned everything together. Hakel Yavi B'Shalom. There's a Moir Dike Rashi in Masechtas Ksubis Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that says like this: Cotton that made a kedushin. Rashi says a cotton that's mekadosh is not a kedushin. So Rashi says, the lav bar kichahu dechsif ki yikach ish isha. Rashi says, Bibalt, it says in the parsha from Kedushin, it says in the parsha ish, is a cotton that was makadish, it's not, it can be, a cotton can make a Kedushin. So there's a moir de keshver, it's a moir de keshver Rashi. Rashi brings a miut, that if a cotton is makadish, that it can't be makadish. Rashi brings a posse because it says ish. L'chayr, we all know in Kinyanim, in Kol HaTorah Kula, we all know that a cotton can make a Kinyan, not because it says ish, because a cotton doesn't have any das. So Rashi in Masechtas Ksubis says the reason why a cotton can't make any Kedushin is because it says, Exeris HaKosif Ki Yikach Ish Isha. L'chayr, it's the Chapela. In Kol HaTorah Kula, we know a cotton does not have any das to make any Maisa Kinyan. So why do we need a Pasuk that a cotton cannot make a Maisa Kedusha? This is the Kasha. Yes, but
that's not.
Okay, so that's only, first of all, that's only Midarabanan. But here we're going on a Daraisa de Kedin. And a Daraisa de Kedin, in Midaraisi, doesn't have any din of das. So the question is, the Pasuk is going on a Daraisa de Kedin. Those are all Darabanan de Kedin. And the Gemara in Gittin that says Pu'utois that he has a Koyach is only Midarabanan. But here we're going on a pasuk. Rashi brings a pasuk. So l'chayr, why do we need a pasuk? This is the first kasha. Rashi brings a pasuk in Masechtas Ksubis that a cotton cannot be mekadosh. It's the only place in Shas that Rashi brings why a cotton can make kedushin is in Masechtas Ksubis. And we'll see this Rashi is a big lead to a lot of other things. Rashi Bekitza brings a pasuk that a cotton cannot be mekadosh because it says exer is a cause of it that it says ish. So the question is, what does Rashi have to bring a pasuk for if it's a svara that a cotton doesn't have kedush? It's a svara because he doesn't have no kinyan. We just learned in this end of Masechtas Yevamos, the Gemara over there says a cotton is pasul for chalitza. So the Gemara Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis says also, because it says ish. It says ish, that a cotton cannot make chalitza. Shalom zich ala rishoyna, toisviz, the Rashba. Why do we need a pasuk that a cotton cannot make chalitza? L'chayr, we all know that chalitza needs kavana. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph Darshan said a cotton that you need kavana for chalitza. Shneim tzrichem lechavna, achi is chavnu shneim. And a cotton has no das. So why do we need a miut in the Torah to say that a cotton cannot make chalitza? Azay shtelen zech the Rishayna. Now the Rishayna means a teretz that a chapsa nafkemen ba oimid al gabov. Oimid al gabov and kol ha Torah kulu da aloha is if it's oimid al gabov, so the cotton could have a kavana. So that's why you need a pasuk that even b'kahai gavna, it you need a miut that a cotton cannot make chalitza. Even b'kahai gavna, that's oim dal gaba. But that does not help for kedushin, because by kedushin it's not only a din of kavana; it's a din of rotzayin and das. There, afilo oim dal gaba cannot shtel tzu that din. So the question is why Rashi in Masechtas Ksubis brings a miut that a cotton cannot make a kedushin. He brings a gzeris a kasa because it says ish. This kasha is shver in a lot of other places. We just had it now also in Masechtas Yevamos. Reb Chaim Halevi al Rambam asks the Shitas Nemukei Yosef. I think they spoke about it 2 weeks ago in the Shir, Rabbi Ruchim. This Reb Chaim, that the Rambam Shita is Asam Rishonim hold that Chalitza needs Edim. So the question is, if Chalitza needs Edim, Ede Kiyum, you need two Edim when you make Chalitza. So Reb Chaim asks Akasha, why do you need a miut that a cotton can make Chalitza? The Rambam Shita is, Ein Me'idin ala cotton. That there's a klal that you can't say Edis on a cotton. So if the halacha is that you need Edis, So Reb Chaim asks a question, if you need Eidus, you don't need a miut, that a cotton cannot have chalit. But Akaponim, these are the questions here that we're stelling avek, and I want to make one more shayla before we go through Masechtas Ksubis and Yevamis. There's another very chashuv Rashi in Masechtas Yevamis, the Flamed Dalet. Very important Rashi for the whole Nashim Nezikin. A very, very important Rashi, and we're going to go see how all the Rashi stim. Rashi says in the Flamed Dalet, it's the Mishnah Lamelech brings on this Rashi in Perik Dalet and Ishas Alokka Zayin. Kotoin shekidesh lich sheyagdil. A moir de kashitas Rashi. If a kotoin makes a kedushin when he's going to be a gadol, is it chal, yes or no? It means a kotoin doesn't have kedushin, we just said now, either because it's a pasuk like Rashi says, or it's a svara because he doesn't have any das. How about if a kotoin says he wants the kedushin not to be chal now, he wants the kedushin to be chal, hare, he wants to be a kedushin lich sheyagdil. Is Shita's Rashi daf lamed dalet in a very complicated sugi in Yevamis? Rashi Shita is that a cotton that says that he wants to make a kedushin lich sheyagil, it works. And Toisus asks and Rashi, how could such a thing? How could you say it works? Is a klal of ein maisa cotton klum? La maisa cotton is making a maisa. Cotton can't make a maisa. How could it work? How could Rashi hold that it works? So in Rashi you see two kedushin. One chiddush you see that's what a cotton doesn't have a ishus. Is only if the ishus is when he's a cotton. That means if he wants the ishus to be chal when he's a cotton, the cotton cannot have an ishus. But if he wants the kedusha to be chal when lichsheyagdel, and then it seems like Rashi holds that then it's not going to be a problem of ein ishus lekotten. That says that's what we all know, a cotton cannot make a kedusha. That is only when the kedusha is chal when he's a cotton. But if the kedusha is chal when he is a gadol, so then we do not have the problem of Ishus lekotin, because now he's not a kotin. But you still have the other problem. You have the problem of Toisus Kasha, ein maisa kotin klum. La maisa, a maisa of a kotin is nothing. Even if you're going to answer Shitas Rashi and say that Ishus of a kotin is only a miut, and he can't have a chalois Ishus, and that's not chal here, only when he's a gadol, but a kotin cannot make a maisa. So how could he make a maisa kedusha now that should be chal lichshiyagdel? This is Shitas Rashi, the Flamed Dalet, and that's the Mishnah Melech brings down Perek Dalet, Isha Loch Hazayin. That is Shitas Rashi. So we need to understand Shitas Rashi. How does it work as such a thing? Lamaisi is a cotton. Good, he's making Chal Lech Sheyagdil. And he has no problem of Ishus Lekotin because the Chalois is Chal when he's a Godel. But still there's a problem of Ein Maisa Cotton Klom. That's twice his Kasha.
It means the
klal
and everything?
A maisa kedushin is zichr, you have the klal. It's a maisa kedushin, it's a chash of a zak. You can't say a kedushin, a maisa of a kedushin is just like a zaitig of zak. A maisa kedushin is a very big thing. That is Shita's Rashi. So we're going to go answer all these questions. Rashi Shita again is, we said af ayin gimel, that a cotton shekidush ain kedush of kedushin. Rashi brings exeris akasif because it says ish. So we ask the question, what do you need a miyat for? Typically, it's a svara that a cotton has no das. We know in Kala Torah Kuli, you don't need a miut. We ask the kash why you need a miut by chalitza, that a cotton cannot make chalitza, because it says ish, tepeklei, that a cotton has no kavana. And by chalitza, you can answer oymed al gabav, but by kedushin, you cannot say oymed al gabav should work, because by kedushin, it's not just enough kavana, you need the rotz, and avada oymed al gabav cannot work on that. The mafteach for this whole inyan here, and for a lot of other things here, is there's a moir dika or sameach that asks a stiris hasugis, and it's a moir dika or sameach. It's two times, and our sameach says his whole life he was busy with this question. Perik yud aleph and adora malach adalit. He declares, what is godless? We all know that 13 you become a bar mitzvah, or whatever the makar is. If it's halacha lemoishem mitzina, like it says in the Shuta Rosh, or like Rashi knows, it brings a pasuk, whatever the makar is, but there's a din 13, you become a bar mitzvah. Kler to or sameach, what is the mahus of godless? Is the inyan that a person becomes, the guf became bigger, he becomes more mature, his body becomes more mature. He brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that is ro'i lahoylet, a cotton ain't a moylet, a goggle is ro'i lahoylet. Bei Cyrus, he says, is moira, the side of Bei Cyrus, he says, moira, godless haguf. That as a person becomes his body, he becomes more mature physically. A person's body is so mature that he could be moilit. He has beisiris. That's the yisoid of beisiris. He says, "Kol zman, a person is not, his guf is not mefutach, is not mevugger enough that he could be moiled, his das doesn't have a das. But the yisoid of Yud Gimel is a balabatish metzias, physical, that he becomes more built, stronger, he could have children. That is the yisoid of 13. He says that's the Gzeiris HaKosef. Let's go to Halacha L'Moshe Messina. The Torah says it's not so schwer. A person that's mevugger, so mevugger that his body is strong, is big, that das, that mos das, the Torah says a das of a person that's that got that big, that he's mevugger so big of 13, that is he's a mature. He got mature. It's part of the physical thing. It's a physical thing. So when a person is physical built, so that. He's mature, his body's mature, his das gets mature, that is a bar mitzvah. That's one side. Or he says a different thing. The Iker Torah is godless, is totally in chokhmas ha'odam v'tvunase. The whole 13 is nothing to do with that it's more of a maturity, that he became so mature. It's the whole thing is 13 is pashat totally in 13, a person, the das of 13, that the whole thing is totally pashat and das, and that is what makes a person a godless. And he says, Netzayir harbe bechakiris with the Arsameik was very netzayir, and he brings rais to both sides. I'll say the tzadim, and you'll understand that I'll bring the rais, and you'll understand what he means better. He says the Gemara Sanhedrin we just mentioned before, the Samech Tes, says that a moir de Gemara godl ra'uy lahoilet, because it says v'chiyazid ish mezid u'mavashul u'mazria. A godl could be mavashul, he could be mazria. Ve'en katan, and a katan can't be moiled. So he says that's mashma, that it's totally in godless haguf. The godless haguf, because he says physical, he has to be 13, he gets physical, he's strong, he can be moiled. That is mashma zoe in the sugi in Sanhedrin. He brings the Gemara, it says in Yevamis, and also in Ksubis. Beginning to come at times in Ksubis, we're going to see this. Bonam harik and samana. So the Gemara says, if you have children, that is the biggest raya that you're a godless. That you're a god. As I stated in the Gemara, so you see from there, Zokter Meir Simcha. Kol sheyachal lahoidel, that's called a godel. That's one, that's where you see the tzad, that it's totally in physical. Zokter Meir Simcha, but I have a Gemara, and need the famous Gemara, that Gemara is the chilla between a boy and a girl. A boy becomes a bat mitzvah by 13, a girl becomes bas mitzvah by 12, and the Gemara says that a lady's das is valid, it's totally in das. So lady, the bina yaseira, is not only Bini Yisera means, the pshat is that she gets, her das becomes by the 12, Zokti Gemara, and one mandam holds the other way around, that a boy becomes by mitzvah by 12, and a girl by 13, but because she has fakir to das, but the Gemara over there says the whole thing is totally Isha Bina Yisera, Zokti Meya Simcha Kepshuta. In that Gemara he sees that the whole thing is based on das, not totally in physical, in Yochel Ahoylid, it's totally in Balabatish, it's totally in the das. And he says, this Chakir is bothering me his whole life, and he says it's a machloikas asugis, and then he fears ois in the shtickle, and I'm going to explain what he means. He doesn't explain. He says beis in yoneim emes, and he doesn't explain what he means. And I think he means mamish a moir de kegiloi here for a lot of sugis.
Like you said, because what does godless have to do with it? He's a godel. He has dance.
Okay, I'll explain what he means, and I think we'll hear what you're saying if it stems. Is Mavur in the Gemara, I think, that there's both halachas. The Seis Tazoy. Something which is, the Gemara says, an ish. For moilid, you have to be an ish. So anything which is totally an ish, the Gemara says is totally, if you can be moilid. Ish, mezidu mazriya. If he brings Beis Cyrus, if the Yud Gimel Cyrus. That's one din. Avad, it's totally in the physical. There's another din, we're going to see, a godol inyan das. The Seis There's a musig by 13 years old, even if he didn't bring Beis Cyrus, there's a musig that you're not called an ish till you bring Beis Cyrus. But if it's totally an ish, if you need an ish, so avada you need 13 and Beis Cyrus. We're going to see that there's a new musig. Sometimes when the Torah doesn't say ish, the Torah, some things are totally only in das. Medaraisa, there's a musig 13 years old, you become a ben das, and you have a din of a godol. Mamish. The Seis Tazoy. If it says ish, you need to be Gevurasa Ishalish, is it could be Moilit, you need Beis Cyrus, that you need Avada Beis Cyrus. That's the Gemara says Kotan Eine Moilit. But there's a musik of something which is totally in Das, only Das, so Lagaba Das, Avada 13 is going to be enough. Even and we're going to get explained like this.
Even without Cyrus.
Even without Cyrus. Where do you, where, what? 15, we'll see. The sma in chayish and mishpat siman zayin is worth $1 million. Zok tazoy. Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch brings a Yishalmi. Ein of us is 13 years old. Without shtei sires is kosher to be a dayon. A dayon, 13 years old. Chaim Moiz, I don't know how old he was, but 13 years old. Even without shtei sires, you could be a dayon. Frek the sma in chayish and mishpat azoy. We all know that a katan cannot say edus till he brings two sires. A katan says in the Torah, "V'omdu shnei anoshim ish v'loy katan." So, frek takasha, we all know there's a klal, kol apostel lehoid, apostel ladin. A mishnah need a mem tesam adbeit. How in the world could he be a dayan if he can't say edus till he bought two sires? Zokt the sma azoy. Katan posel lodun vil aids. A katan is posel side to zaina dayin, side to zaina aids. Zokter azoi. It's choluk. Lagaba aids, it says ish. So you need to be ben yud gimel the yavi beisires. Mash enkin lagaba to be a dayin, it doesn't say you have to, it doesn't say in the Torah ish. Zokter tzorech shihi godel. Aba godel daf min yezain. Zokter, it's enough. Even without shtei sires.
Where does he know that he needed to be
gadol? Where is it? Because that's a svara. Because you need to be a ba'al. I'll explain it. Is mavur in the sma a moir de kechidish? Moir de kechidish.
What does he do with the gemara? The whole
kashas,
the gemara says...
Explain it in a minute. Mamron, so 1 second. Men a toira, yidiz gadol shtei do in the sma for someone that's higia lechlal shona without shtei sires. Says there's a new musik that says that's what the gemara says. Kol apostle ahoyid. Apostle Avada, you need to be a godel. The Yisod is one thing, there's not a klal, you have to be koshel or edus for dying. As I say, that's mashmin the sma. You have to be a godel by both. Here the gin of godlus is, you need to be shtayr, because it says ish. And over here the halacha is a godel. A godel alone is enough. Both you have to be, it's not the halacha, it's the hilchis edus and hilchis, that's shot in the mishnah, moir de gechidish. You're right, that's not straight in the sma. That the law is kol apostle lahoyit apostle laden. The pshat is if you're apostle to if you have to be a godel by a this is a law you have to be a ish, but you have to be a godel by both. So the yisod is that kol apostle the pshat is the apostle is als katnus. If you're apostle here als cotton, you have a din of a cotton. The pshat is you don't have a ben das, you're not a bar das. So that avada that's avada that's a law also badayonis. By both you have to be a godel. Here the halacha is, you need shtei sires because it's a zaytek halacha, you need ish. Over here you need to be a godel. Shtei do and the sma...
Let me extend it a little bit further, that katnus might not be posel lahoyed. He's not roi. So, posel lahoyed is posel
lahoyed.
That's a rule. That's a rule. Okay. Posel lahoyed is posel ish, posel lahoyed.
But
it's not an ish. If he's not an ish, so he's not reached the point of being able to do it, what's the posel? Saganim is a posel.
Okay. So moyer dikigilo over here that you need godless. Here is a new Allah. You need shtei sires. Of a shtei don the sma a moyer dikigidish. Shait adiz menatoyra. We'll see. Maybe that's the makar making two bar mitzvahs. There's a bar mitzvah of 13 of das, and there is a bar mitzvah of shtei sires. But upon him. There is a musig over here of godless without shtei sires midairaisa. And as I state in first, Kamater Reb Chaim Halevi, Lagaba something else that we just had in the Daf. But it's not a Tzushtel Mamish, but it's a Shtikel Tzushtel. We just learned the Sugi in the Daf, Sris Adam. Sris Adam Paske Daram Perik Beis and Ishas Alocha Dalet. Sris Adam Eine Mevi Cyrus Le'oilam, Venasa Godel Beben Yud Gimel Shonem Bishonem Levat, Zok Reb Chaim. There's a Musig of becoming a Bar Mitzvah without. Because Ibalti is not Ro'ui to bring Shtei Cyrus. His godless is totally in Shonim. So you see over here a musig that is a godless of Shonim. Enechen Ami, a normal person needs Shonim and Shtei Cyrus, so you have no riot that is split by a normal person, but you see already a musig by a Sris Adam, star a musig from godless was Boitzach Nishtei Cyrus.
But he could also be made. A Sris Adam.
A Sris Adam, right.
So
Okay. Wow. Look, I'm not going into the smaz aloch. I'm just showing you there's a musig already of godless without shtei sides.
What about mitzvah? Is that possible? Why is every mitzvah totally being an ish? Maybe you be up to
because that's the we learned that's the makar of every mitzvah. Rashi says al toyer of God over there by ish charba. The makar is Rashi says in Nazir that yichushnei bnei yankiv shimur levi achidina ish charba. Rashi because of the gzeres akasim where we learn about mitzvahs from the word ish. Now there's a mafurish stiris harambam that says black and white is yisoid of the sma. Mamish a mori de gazah. The Rambam says azoy. We all know there's a din of mufla samach leish. Mufla samach leish means a year before 13 yoroi to say yoroi to make a neder and the Gemara and the Rambam paskins. But there's one a mori de gazah. Shitas harambam is in perik beis in perik gedalf and adorim a mori de gechedish. 13 years old, and you didn't bring Shnei Cyrus, Zokter Rambam, that is called Mufla HaSamech La'ish. The Musig of Mufla HaSamech La'ish, Zokter Rambam, the Iker did Mufla HaSamech La'ish, is not 12 years old. 13 years old, and he didn't bring Shnei Cyrus, Zokter Rambam. Avda Eini Yedei L'mi L'haflois, Zokter Rambam, there is a din of Neder Minatoira. That's one halacha. The Alocha Rambam later, just listen a minute, the Rambam brings down Alocha later, Zokter Rambam, from the year of 12 for a Zohar, and from 11 for Nekeva, he says, over there, the Alocha is only if Yudea, you know who Yudea Lamila Haflesh, the says. By a 13-year-old person that didn't bring Shnei Sire, Zokter Rambam, even if he doesn't know Lamila Haflois, Neder. The other halacha Zokter Rambam, that if someone is 12 years old and he didn't bring Shnei Cyrus, he's 12 years old, I mean, with 12 years doesn't make a difference, right? So the Rambam, only over there we say Mufla Samech L'ish is only if he knows to who he's saying a neder to. Yudei L'mi L'haflis. Shtelzach the Shaila, the Brisker Rav Shtelzach and the Shaila and Tumura, what's the difference? But you see in the Rambam, Klara Diburim, 13 years old, even without Shnei Cyrus, is a deraisa they get in a mufla samach lish. And there, even if you don't know to who you're making a neder to, it works.
And by 13 year old without Cyrus has all the work. He has everything.
13 without Cyrus is it? No, we're talking about without Cyrus. With Cyrus, we're not talking about. We're talking about without Cyrus. 13 without Cyrus, even if he doesn't know who he's making a neder to, midaraisa, it's a din of mufla samach lish. There's another halacha by a 12 year old. There, the halacha is it only works if he knows to who he's making a net. And the question is, what is the difference? And if you learn like the Sma, it's kaftov aferach kemechoyma. A 13-year-old person has a din of 13, you are 13, you have the das. So a male over there, you have a din of godless over there. Once you have a din of a godless, like Abba Sama halachas, afal pisha ein yidei lemila haflois, it's a din neder medaraisa. 12 years old, Vibalt, that's a new din of a mufla samach lish to the mufla samach lish of 13. That even could be as a din de rabbonet. There's a machloikis keren oirim et apchayim oizer. If a loite shitas harambam by a 12-year-old, if it's a din de raizo de rabbonet, but upon him, the Rambam says clear, there's a chilik. Here you have to be a day of lemila haflois. And by 13, he says, even if you don't know the day of lemila, what's the chilik? Because 12 years old, the pshat is that's a mufla samach lish. You don't even have the das. You have no das. That is a chiddush more in Hilchis Nedarim. It's a chiddush in Hilchis Nedarim that a neder, if you know your day lemila haflois from 12. 13 is a chiddush in godless. Once you already have dine of godless, so even if it's any day lemila haflois, it's like a person 13 and has Shtei Cyrus, the halacha is even if it's any day lemila haflois, it's a neder. So 13, he has already godless. He has a din of godless, even if he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus. That is the ikka din of mufla samach lish l'shita saramba.
Isn't your daily lima haflois a condition that they're eating by the box on the bench?
No. He has to be a person. So he has to be. That's the halacha. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. As I say to Rambam. The Rambam says a chiddush between 13 and 12. What in the world could be the chilek? Shtei klotz, da berfen, there's a deraisa dika din of godless versus tolly the shem 13 years old because of chari he has das. So he's a godel be'etzim. 12 years old, he has nothing. He has not the das, he has not the godless of 13. It's a new din in Hilchis Nedarim. In Hilchis Nedarim, you have to be a day al mila haflas. If you're not, if that's a chiddush of mufla sa mechlish.
Why do you need the sma without the sma also? 13-year-old's a gadol, so mamela.
Well, who says he has a din of gadol? Like, but what does 13 have a gadol? Without shtei sires, midaraisa, like, but what?
Because you know that he had
Chazaka is only an adarabonon. Chazaka derava shayt in Allah poiskim only works at the rabbonon. It's mefurish. Only if it's a chazaka derava shayt in Allah poiskim the grod kiva egesh shulchanar rivash. Everyone only works in adarabonon. Chazaka derava doesn't work in adaraisa. How in the Ram of shayt that din daraisa? The Ram doesn't say the Ram says 13 without shayt sires and neither works medaraisa. Midaraisa works. The Rambam says that there's no chaylik that works in the Raisa. If it's chazaka de rava is only in a derabbanan.
And what's better, the sma?
The sma is a din de raisa. There's a musik of 13 years old. You're a de raisa. There's a musik of lagaba dvorim that are totally only in das, you're a godel. There's a musik.
But
the sma is
talking without
shtei saris? The sma is talking without shtei saris. The ralocha shulchan aruch says, again, if someone is a dayan 13 without shtei sires, vaday doesn't have shtei sires. Not we don't know. Vaday does not have shtei sires. He could be a dayan. Zok the sma, the way we're learning, because he's a godel and das medaraisa. There's no other way how to learn this Rambam if you don't learn like the sma. It's a raya muchraches rishitas asma. I found B'siyat HaDishmai, now we learned the daf, the Sugya Vagunis, B'Smei and Simin Yud Zayin, Evan Ezra Simin Yud Gimel, Sheit Amoyer Dike Chiddush. Kotten Shegi'i L'chlal Shonim, B'loi Beis Iris, Kosher Le'edus Isha Min HaToyra, Zok the B'Smei. Even though we all, the Rambam says Mefurish, and Gerishin, Perik Yud Gimel, Loche Ches, Kotten Pasal Le'edus Isha, the Ein Bardas, Sheit Mefurish, the Rambam that a Kotten is Pasal, Zokte beis meya kiven shegiya lechlal shonim harizah bardas v'kosha le'edus isha is mefurish in the Ramba in the beis meya zelba yisoid as does a musik from a gadlus from bendas medaraisa and a cotton is going to be kosher if he's a giya lechlal shonim. The Ramba meperik beis and soid halacha beis says like this: cotton shekina leishtoi v'nistera neseres olav. A cotton makes a kinui for his wife. The halacha is, there's a din of kinu even from a cotton, but the halacha is you cannot make hashko'a. Falls a state in hashko'a in the Torah of a hevi ish es ishtoi. Frek the mich es chinuch on the Rambam, why do you need a posik to be mamayit cotton that it can't be mashka? We all know a kedusha cotton can't be chal. A kedusha cotton is nothing. It's a kapel de gazach. The Rambam paskes meforish that a kedusha cotton can't be nothing. So why do you need a meat that of a cotton makes a kinui on his wife? The halacha is ein yochel hashkoyis. Of course, ein yochel hashkoyis. The whole is no kedusha. Zokt the meiser rekeich on the Rambam. The Rambam is talking about in a case that he's a godel shehegia lechlal shonim v'loy hevi beisayrus she kedusha of kedushin. The kedushin is going to be a kedushin, and for that's when you need a mid vein a mashkes ishtei shteit mefurish in a meiser rekeich. Mefurish hein hein advarim, like we're saying in the Sma, like we're saying in the Ramon, like we're saying in the Beis Meir, sheyesh musig midaraisa from a gadlus that's not 13 years old, that's totally in, that gives you das midaraisa, and that's why you need a meat that is no din hashkah, but the kedushin is going to be chal. Shtei dom mefurish that is a gadlus from 13, the musig of 13 years old, gives you a din of gadlus for das.
Is he mechayiv in mitzvah?
No.
And
mechayiv in lavin? No. We'll see that if we have a chance. We'll get to that if we have a chance.
So you have a case of a dayan who can take shaykhan min atar.
Yes. Yes. That's a hadith. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He was fishing also.
I think it's some people who are shaykhan on this.
The Torah brings on a sheet of Rabbeinu Nachshon Goyin. Ben Yud Gimel Mem Koroi Memker Min HaToyra Beloi Beis Iris. Azoi Paskent the Torah B'Shem Rabbeinu Nachshon. 13 years old without Shtei Iris is Memker Memker Min HaToyra. Frekt, the Frekt in the Roshoinim, the Sefer Machriya, the Roshoinim is, the Loch is the Eine Ben Das, Achi Yovi Beis Iris. You need Beis Iris, just like we see by Kedusha, you need Beis Iris. Al Kaponim, you see clear in this sheet to another Makar that there's a Musik of a godless of Shonim and Atoira, and you don't become a godl, that's only when there's a din of Ish. For Mekach and Memke, you don't need Ish, you just need the Das. So by 13, he has already the Das, but the Raisa, it could work. And that's what the Machriya asks a question that we see by Kedushin, it doesn't work till you have Beish Tires, it could be one of two things. Either he holds that it works, maybe a Kedushin of 13-year-old child could work if he's 13, and Echanami, he argues on this side. Or he holds that by Kedushin, the reason why it doesn't work is, like we said before in the beginning of the Shir, because the Taket says Ish. So Mamela and Echanami, it's not going to be a kasha. Maybe you know why it doesn't work by Kedushin, what you're asking him? Because there it says Ish. By Mekech HaMemka, I don't have a problem why it works Midaraisa by 13 years old without any Beis Sires. Is Al Kaponim, this is the Pshat and the Sma, like we said. The Eid is, it says Ish. A Kotin is puzzled to be a Dayan. Of a Kol Shehu Legi L'chlal Shonim, he's kasha. Like we said from Reb Chaim, there's a Musig of Yud Gimel Shonim. There's a Chalois Godless. Is Memela, that's how we're going to answer the Stiris, HaSugis and Remeya Simcha. If it says Ish, that's the Sugin Sanhedrin. There it says Ish. Ish Meizid U'Mazri Avad, you need Beis Iris. That is totally in the physical. To become the Ish, then you need Avad of the physical, then you need Beis Iris also. The Sugya Nida that says there's a Musig of Godless, that says 13 and 12 over there, and Echanami, that's totally in Chachma, that is totally Lagaba. The Sugya of there is talking about a Flo'as Nedorim. That Gemara is talking about a Flo'as Nedorim. There you don't only need one thing over there. You need a Godless of Das. You need a Godless of Das, and that's by 13, or 12, which you're Mufla Samuch to the 13. That's Pshat Mufla Samuch. 12 is Mufla Samach to the Das, is Enechanami, the Stiris Akast of Aferach. What's totally in Das, that but there's no din of Ish. Like Mekech HaMemker, maybe you could be a Dayan, like the Sma says there, you don't have a din of Ish. So that's only totally in Das, is Memela, then Avada, you can, that alone goes, that can be with 13 years old.
So Haflo is a certain Mos Das,
right.
But it's more than the Das of a 13-year-old. But a 13-year-old, he has Das, but he doesn't have Das of Haflo.
That's where a flaw works is a mufla samach to the das. That can always, I don't know.
Yeah, you're saying it's a hecher masa of
das. I don't know if mufla 12 years old he has das. Mufla samach la ish means.
Yeah, but he has more das than the 13-year-old.
Right? 12 has more das than the 13? I'm not saying. No, I'm not saying that. 12 year old does have more das than a 13.
No. You're saying that a 13 year old doesn't need das. Right. He
has das. 13 has a das. He has a das.
Even though he's not Muslim, even though he doesn't understand.
Right. Because that's the loch. That's a loch already in Godless. Once you're a Godel, you enter Godel. The Rambam says you don't have to. You don't have to be. You don't any day lamila haflis. That's a loch in Godless. That's a new aloch. If you're a Godel, you don't have to know your day lamila haflis. 12 years old, he's only a mufla to the Godel. So there you have to be a day lamila haflis. Is Mamela commit Lefiza, it's in Sid Rashi Kamichoim the Kash at Old Akhroin and Miskin Ksubis. Rashi says, Maisa Kotin, a Kedushin can't make a cotton can make a Kedushin Zakti Rashi. Why? Because it says Ish. Teltzik the Shaila, why do you need a din of Ish? For sure he can't make it. The way we're learning is Pashit. Let's say he's 13 years old. Yeah? He's 13 years old. Could he be Mekadosh a Kedushin? Zakti Rashi, we just said now by Mekech HaMemke Min HaTorah, it doesn't say Ish. He can make a Mekech HaMemke. And we just said now that we said that he could be a Dayan. Zokti Rashi, in a such a Hechetimtze, that he has Das. 13 he has Das, we'll say. So maybe he can make a Kedushin. Zokti Rashi, you know why he can't make a Kedushin? Because it says Ish. So Chapsenafke, and by 13 years old without Shdei Sires. Good Teretz?
I'm still hung up on the fact you can't have a Dayan who can take Shaykh at this point.
Is Memela. We just bought now the Shitas Hasma that a Dayan it could be. But the Maiser Rekeach before says different. The Maiser Rekeach La Maiser, we said, says why the Rambam needs a Miut that he can't make. That he can't make hashkah l'chayr ein kedusha ma'isa kedusha. So he says a chaps and afkemen by a 13-year-old child that didn't have beis sires. So there he has das. But that's vegan. The Rambam says he can't be mashke. So he holds could be a 13-year-old child that does not have shtei sires could make a kedushin. But it's a machloikas in that al kaponim. But that sheet is Rashi. You can't ask me a kash why I need a meat. Rashi's coming to tell you. But this doshet ish. By Mekech HaMemker, it doesn't say Ish. Gerade, even the Machriya that asks on the tour, that says that you could do Mekech HaMemker, he asks a question. We know that by Kedushin, it says Ish. Kedushin, you can't do it until it says Beis Haris. So we wanted to say that maybe the tour holds And a chanami, maybe you can do kedushin. And a chanami, b'kahai gavna, you can also do kedushin. It's only a shitas Rashi that says you can't do kedushin b'kahai gavna that he's 13 without bringing a shei sarez. Is a melo? We started off in the beginning of the shir that Rashi daf lamed dalit that says that a cotton makes the kedushin l'chshe yagdil. How could it be such a thing? How could you make a kedushin l'chshe yagdil? And a chanami, the ishus is chal when he's a godel. So you have no problem of ein ishus l'cotton. Oh, but what happened? Ein mais of cotton klum. Lefid Vareinu, Rashi is talking about if you learned the Sugya of Falah Medal, he made the Kedushin the night of the 13th. He's already, it was the night of the 13th that it should be Chal, Lichshe Yagdil. Now, so Rashi's, that's what Rashi, that's what the Gemara is talking about. Oh, but that's the case of Rashi. I'm just saying, that is the case of Rashi. Now you're going to want to ask me, but Lamaisa, who cares? He's a godel. The Rishonim say all over Shas Tois and Nida Tois and Kedushin, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Flam, the Dalit. Person brings Shtei Sires Baboike. So it's talking about he made the Kedushin at night. He's 13 Bishonim. So he has the godless of Das. Elamai, what's the problem? He doesn't have the Ish. So Rashi says, if I make the Kedushin at night, that it's Chal, Lichshe Yagdil, so you're covered on all fronts. The Das of the Maise Kedushin, he was 13 when he made the Kedushin. In Shonim. At night he got the das. In the morning he got the shtei sires. He made the kedushin at night. So the ain ishes lekotni don't have a problem because it's chaluch shiagdal. The mice ain't mice lekotni klum. You don't either have because he made it when he was 13 b'shanim. 13 b'shanim. He has a ganze das. It's kamin chayim a kaf to the ferek. Rashi's kasha. Toisa's kasha doesn't stop.
Not even say that Rashi means
is good.
How can he make a night before sires?
Why not?
What?
Because yeah, the miyat, no, ish is only when you make the kedushin. No, ish is only nachamol. Ish is only a miyat when the kedushin is chal when I'm a cotton. Right. But Rashi here, I'm making the kedushin should be chal tomorrow. So I'm covered mitzad the ish because the kedushin is chal when I'm a god. I have a problem in ma'is a cotton klum. I'm 13 years old, so 13. When I make if I'm make 13, a ma'is a kedushin should be chal tomorrow. The ma'is a kedushin I'm a bar das. The kedushin of a cotton I don't have because it's chal lich shiagol. So the mamish Rashi kaf to v'feret. Is mele of the turitz or shaynim's kasha?
Rashi has to be matchik that the din of
the case is talking about the look at the Gemara Lama Dalit. He made the Kedushin at night. That is what Rashi is talking about. Look in the Sugat of Lama Dalit.
Yeah, it's one thing, but not really
the
same
thing. Same thing. But that's a Kapanim Ori to Kapshat and Rashi. Is male of a Torah to Shoinim's Kasha. Shoinim isn't Kasha. Why do you need a meat that a cotton can't make Chalitza? Tabula, a cotton can't be Kavana. And Allah is you need kavan achi chavnush name lefid of a reiner doesn't start the kash. You need a miyit in a case when he's 13 without base sires. So mameli he has a das. So mecha teis he can't make a chalit. So that's why you need a mixeris a kosev ish. And it's also for enver the kasher. Reb Chaim is the kash in the stencil. The Gemara says a cotton chulin, a cotton kin is possible avoid because it says ish. Frek Reb Chaim tebiklay that he's a mesasik. What do you need a miyat? Toises and zvachim that beizim at beis says a cotton is a mesasik. Lefid of a reino, it's very good. Mesasik is only till 13, because till 13 you don't have the das. When he's 13 years old and he has a godel and das, like we say from the sma, so memela, cold man, he doesn't bring two sires, it's not a chesorn in the das. The das is a gansim by the 13. It's just an ayegzeres because of that you need ish. Is memela very good. So memela, you need a miyat. That a cotton can't do avoida because it says ish by a 13-year-old that didn't bring shtei sires. He has a full of das for that's vegas. There's a cause that it's no good else ish. In the Rambam it says another Rambam that says meforish disrei. There's a Rambam that says in Perek Beis in Naziris halacha yud gimel a cotton shegiya la'oinas nedorim. The halacha is he can make himself into a nazir and he brings karbonis. A mufla samach leish could make a din of Naziris, and the Rambam says he also brings karbonis. Frek Reb Chaim, Amoyer de Gekasha. Mufla Samach Lish is only a din a neder. Meicha Teis, he can bring a carbon. Carbon, the halacha is, we all know, is din lert Sinai to bring a carbon. Is Meicha Teis that he can bring a carbon, Frek Reb Chaim. And the Rama Pel de Gekasha. Reb Chaim is Amoyer de Gekasha. Mufla Samach Lish is a din you can bring a carbon. Oh, you can bring a Naziris, but a neder. It's a din a nedorim. But Meicha Teis, I can bring a carbon. As Frek Reb Chaim. If you're going to look in the Rambam over there, it's Mamish Gevaldik. The Rambam is Mefurish that is talking about over there by a 13-year-old person. Mefurish. by a 13-year-old child without shtei sires. That's what the Rambam learns. Muflas sama plishes 13 without shtei sires. The ikar din over there is he has das. 13, he gets a das. Like we said from the Sma, we said from the Machriya, we said all the rais at 13, you have the full of das. So a Mela, there's no problem why he could bring a carbon. A 13-year-old, there's no problem bringing a carbon. And a Hanami, the Mufla Samach Lish from 12 years old, then a Hanami, there he can't bring a carbon because it's old, that's not a Chiddush that you have Das. It's Rambam a new Chiddush in Hilchas Nedarim.
Is there a Chiddush in the Rambam 12 and 13?
The Rambam says only by 13 you bring a carbon. That's the answer the Rambam puts on the Mufla Samach Lish.
A whole different shot in Mufla, right?
Yes.
The Rambam learned, the
now
Rambam
with this we can understand Rambam, another kash.
The Rambam doesn't say anything about 12 years old.
The Rambam says 12 yeah. also. The Rambam could be holds it, could be there that you have to know what you're doing, and that could also be a derabbanan. But he said the Rambam says by 12 this also did a muflas samachlish. But when he brings on this din of muflas samachlish that he brings a carbon, he says it only by 13. And the feet of a reino, it's kaft of a ferah. Because 13 he has the das, so he has no problem. He has no problem in Hilchus carbon. The carbon doesn't say you have to bring it. The chasar of is lurtsaina. He's lurtsaina. He has no problem in the lurtsaina. The bir halacha asks a kasha amoyer de gekasha simen lamed zayin. We all know the father makes a bracha b'shem malchus when his kid becomes bar mitzvah. Baruch shepetrani ma'oyin shel shazeh. A lot of rishonim say you make b'shem malchus. Strek the bir halacha lo yishtamet echad loyma de'em levarach shem malchus. Rakasha Yigia Tuli has Bay Cyrus, a Pelot Gazak, he says. So he says, we don't check if he has Bay Cyrus, and the father makes the din of Bitabrocha Baruch Shabatani Moinshish will say he doesn't have Bay Cyrus. So it's a Brocha Lavatola if you make a Brocha with the Shema Malka. So he says it's a Chazaka Derava, and all the Achrayim is got the Mishnah Brewer, because Chazaka Derava is only a din that helps me the Rabbanon. The Rambam Sheet is Issa Brocha Lavatola, we all know is a Issa Deraisa. Some are showing him all it's Issa Deraisa. How are we soimich on the din that the father could make a din of, could make a Brocha Baruch Shabatani Moinshish will say? Lefid of Areinu, it's not such a shver zach. It makes a lot easier to be a lacha. Who?
The broch itself.
But you're making a shem. You're making a shem. It's a problem of shayla broch levatol. You're not allowed to make a, if you don't know for sure. It's a shayla. Some rishonim hold, you make shem amal. It's a shayla rishonim. Lefid of Areinu, it's kaft of a fera, because every person that comes by mitzvah by the 13, there's a musig of midaraisa. And it could be, that's the whole baruch shem tepranim, ma'in shishol zeh. What is the Baruch Shem Tani Manchus that a father has that you are now going on your own, your das? So Enechanami, the 13, it could be he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, and we don't know if he has Shtei Cyrus. Oh, but the Baruch Shem Tani Manchus is you are now entering your own das, you're achroy on your own things. That's the gather of the bracha.
But you said he doesn't have mitzvahs.
He doesn't have mitzvahs, but Enechanami could be doesn't have mitzvahs, could be, but there's a musig medaraisa that's chal over here with the Baruch Shem Tani Moin Shil Shazet. There's a musig of a deraisa that a kid by 13, the musig of 13 without Shrei Sires, like Abba, all a lot of Dina Mekech and Memker, all these halachas could be Kedushin, it could be a Dayan, it could be Mufla Samech Leish, we said you don't have to be in the Bahaflis. There's a musig that the Baruch Shem Tani Moin Shil Shazet. Right. There's a shtickle steer between the Brisker Rav and the Beis Halevi. Who?
If the kid is doing based on his own das, then their father shouldn't be nannish. That's the Baruch Shem Torah.
Right. That's what comes up.
The only way is to have Shtei Saris?
Yes, mitzvah is only to be Shtei Saris. That's what the Beis Halevi is the Kasha. The Gemara is the Kasha Masechtos Brachas that Beis Amed Aleph. Why doesn't the Masechtos Brachas? Why do we start with Krishma Shalav? Respect the Beis Halevi. I have a Pashat Yishuv in the whole Gemara. He says because it's the first mitzvah that you do. The mitzvah showing that a person does is Krishna. So that's why we start Masechtos Brachas. We're entering 13 years old. They affect the Beis Halevi. Zok the Beis Halevi, that the Derech Cyrus Lahavi, Tosfos says always that the Cyrus come in the morning, is a Mela, so a Mela is not Mechuyim with an Eisim with Krishna, is a Mela, Zok the, that's why the Gemara doesn't answer, because he's not, it doesn't become a Gadol from a night. This is a chayra steer to the story with the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav said, told to his children, there's a very big problem when everyone becomes a bar mitzvah. The night you become a bar mitzvah, the chayra, you have mechuy even birchas ha-toyer that night. Because the birchas ha-toyer that you made in the morning is only, you're only a katan, and that's, you're only mechuy with the rabban, and birchas ha-toyer l'terev rishon u'minem an halacha is a daraisa. So when a katan becomes a gadol at night, so the Beis Halevi, he has to have kavanah to make another Brisker Rav, so he has to make another birchas ha-toyer. So he says, he has an Eitzah, that you should have Kavanah by Havas Oilam, the Halacha Shulchan Aruch says that that could work for Birchas HaTorah. Elamai, the Halacha is, you have to learn right after, when you use a Havas Oilam, you have to learn right away after. So he said, Amoyer de Gazach, you should say, Ksharatam Lois Al Yedecha twice, in the middle of Krishma. Another Bris Gazach, A mitzvah bocher, uksharetim lo yisal yedecha, one time for the mitzvah of, one time for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you have to know if it works. It's a hefsik. You have to know all the gedorim, but I'll upon him. I don't know why dafka that, but I'll upon him. He says you should say a pasuk over twice. You have to know what happened to a hefsik. Akuponim, so the Chayyur of Iskirov Nemdon, you're a godl right away at night. Beisalevi Nemdon, you're a godl in the morning. Lefid of Areinu, there's a Pesachtikal Yeshiv over here, but Akuponim, there's a musik of godless, not Lagaba mitzvahs, right? It's not Lagaba mitzvahs, but there's a musik of godl, Minatoyra Lagaba Dinim of the Raisa Akuponim, that is Chal at night. Even though the Shtei Sairis come in the morning, but there's a musik of godless already in the night, and that is the Chayyur of Bracha of Baruch Shabbatani Ma'oin Shil Shalzeh. Mamela, we could go with this and say a moyerdik yishim the sugya Sanhedrin. The Gemara over there says a moyerdik azach in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says a kasha. The Gemara over there brings a ray that a cotton is ainay moilit. And the Gemara says you have a shayla bagezel lager if the halacha is, if you have to check, if a gazel lager, if he has any yarshim. So the Gemara says if he's a ger, you don't have to know. The Gemara says over there, ish at the tzorech lachzer miyesh legoylin vimlav. Cotton ain't at the tzorech lachzer. The Gemara says, if he's a cotton, you have to, you know for sure that he's no, there is no goyalin. And the Gemara brings over there, you know, he has no relatives. From there, the Gemara brings a raya that a cotton can't have any children, and that's why you don't have to check it. Because so Mamela, the Gemara, if he's a cotton, you don't have to check if the cotton, because he doesn't have any yarshim, and you don't have any problems. Frektoy is a famous kasha. It's in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph. This kasha, we're going to learn it this week in Miyat Hashem, in the sugya of ger cotton. Two questions. One question is that how does a cotton have geiris b'chal? How do we have over there a geir by gezlager? How do we have a cotton? There's ein schia le cotton. As I frak toys is a kasha, one kasha, and then toys is a kasha. Toys is much as a
pregnant.
That's toys is terror. It's very good. But and then there's another kasha toys is over there. How does a cotton have anything? Ein schia le cotton. How does a cotton have anything to yash and he doesn't own anything? Toys doesn't have any dats. This is toys's question. Lefid of Arenu, it's mamish kaft of affair of the whole sugya. Both kashas. How a cotton? How does he have geiris? Legaba kabbalas geiris. We just said now a moir de gechidish. If you come lechlal shonim, you're a godel because it doesn't say ish. You're a godel by 13. Haylada, you don't have a moir. You're not moil until you have two sires because there it's there, that's what the Gemara says because there you need physical. So the Gemara says like it's cotton shen is gaya. Let's say a cotton is 13 years old. What's the halacha? He has a din of cotton. He's not an ish, right? The Gemara says that you're not an ish. What means not an ish? Anything, even a 13-year-old, when you need a 13-year-old without shei size, if you need ish, you're worthless. So if the Gemara of cotton, let's say he's 13, even 13, the Gemara's talking about even 13, right? Even 13 without shei sires, ain't tzarech lachzer al achra. Right, you don't have to check it after him because the Gemara over there says ain't a moilit. You're not a ish. You don't have the fish. You don't have shtei sairis. So Mela kemin chayim the whole thing. So what's the question? What does he have geiris? Geiris. It doesn't say ish. You need to have to be a bardas. So you are a bardas. So you can may have a geiris. No problem. How do you zoich in something? Not either a problem. How you zoich in something? Like we just said, a bunch of rayas. Anything which doesn't say ish, you could be zoicha. So you can become a ger. And mamash, just gemara punkt faker. This gemara says anything which is not a ish, here is it has a din of ain't sorry, has a din of a cotton. When it says ish, the gemara is talking about a ish of geirus on the parish of ger to be moirish. Anyone that doesn't have an ish ain't sarach lachzerachel because you're not moilit. So we're talking about even a 13-year-old. A 13-year-old frektoises akasha. How do you have geirus? Ain't schia. Zchir b'kotin is because he's not a bardas. He's a bardas. He's 13. How does he zeichen something? Also not a problem. A 13-year-old person could be zeichen. We just learned in Torah. Someone's 13 years old could be zeichen. Like everything. Doesn't say ish. Anything doesn't say ish. About a 13 years old. There's no problems. The Toises are written. The sugya that we're going to learn this week says a moyer de kechidish also. He's a moyer de kechidish. The Gemara says a gdilu yechoylen limchas. What's called a gdilu? A ger cotton, zok the toys is a moyer dike chiddush. No one says it's chiddush, but the toys is really. He says a cotton when he becomes to the das bar das kedim moicha. I thought igdilu means someone. So here you see a moyer dike chiddush in the toys is read, and this is where the chsam soif lechayr is a makar nemet to the chsam soif. Chsam soif it says a ben noyach. He says, Vivalt, the whole makar of godless is 13, is Allah al-Mashiach, we see in a kamash, because of the truth, as a Rosh Simon Tez Zayin. Zokhte, a goy becomes a godol. When does a goy become a godol? When he has das. Moir dike chedesh.
So he can never, sometimes he can never be a
godol. Okay, that's true, that's true. Right. The whole thing is totally in das. I mean, you can declare, but, yeah.
Why do we need godless by a goy?
But akoponim, so mamela zoktesh, that's a moir dike chedesh, I'm sorry. What is he here? Oh, so that's so, the guy, but Oin Shem, right? The guy is going to be Nenesh only when he has Das. He can't money before he doesn't have Das, right? With Zion Mitzvahs. Zokta Tois Zerid, a Tois Zeria Zokin on the side, Higdilu is when he has Das, because if the Ramacha, he turns into a guy, so he has to be, anytime he has Das, so you see the Musik already, you see a Moiridik and Musik. A guy, his godless is totally in Pasha to Das. That could be by 8 years old. By us, we're saying now a chiddush in the whole shir, 13 years old is midaraisa din das. That's why you need all the miyutim and all the cases. That's the teretz and toises kashin sanhedrin. That's tratten the smad. That's tratten the rambam. That's tratten all the rashis. That's tratten toises and ksubis. All the and all the rishis. A musik of godless. There's a chiddush, a scary chiddush that the Rameh Simcha says in a different place. Perigim lisurabia. And I saw the Divrei Chaim from Rabbi Orbach, not from Shlomo Zalman, but the first Divrei Chaim. He says a moir dik chiddush. Any mitzvah sichlius. That we are mechuyev, he says, we're not worse than a goy, and we are going to be mechuyev, also meshigiyah lechlal das. He says, and kibbud ava'im, which is a mitzvah sichlis, is a yid, is mechuyev already medaraisa, when a kid becomes a chal das, we're not worse than a goy. And this is a moiridike chiddush, a moiridike contradiction to all the famous Rambam, Meperish, Mishnayis, and Chulin, that's what a yid does the mitzvah, is a yid does the mitzvahs. Why does a yid do the mitzvahs? Is not because of Koyda Matan Torah, because it's a Svara, because the Ovis did it, we do it because we were Makabla to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not the Pshat Yid, it's also a guy plus. We're a different Musik. I once heard a Moir Dika has been this Chassam Soifer from Rav Nosson Gestetner Zatzal. What is the beer? Why a guy is Mechuyev, becomes a Bardas? That's when he becomes a Mitzvah. We become by 13, and the Hezber is because a guy, the whole Mitzvah is Sichli Esalem. So when you become the whole mitzvah is sichli, so you become a godel when you have das a yid. We become a godel not because our mitzvah is not because it's sichli, as we do because the Rabbeinu Shloim said so. When the shir and the Torah is 13, so enichanami, it's going to come out that we're not mechuyev also like a god. I want to say something on the parash over here.
I got parash here. We don't our mitzvah boy. We don't let them learn parash zochar.
Okay.
Does that have to do with being an ish? And that's the reason we don't let him
light. That's a mitzvah, yeah. L'chay, anything which is a mitzvah, you can't.
Can I ask one kash before?
Let's just finish up here, right after the shir. The Gemara says like this, V'yoyim yisrei boruch Hashem asher hitzel eskem. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Dalet Omed Aleph, Tonna mishum raf papayis, G'nayu l'moyshe v'shishim ribish l'yomru boruch atche bo yisrei v'omu boruch. Darf man doch verstehen, though, what's pshat in Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael didn't say on that soul until Yisrei was mechadish. What's the pshat over here? What's the pshat that Klal Yisrael didn't say? Zogin azoy pshat azoy. This bracha that Yisrael did is the Briska Rav. Allah Toyer says he teaches it beautifully in the pasuk. It says Vayichad Yisrael kol atoyv asher os Hashem li Yisrael asher tzilu miyad Mitzrayim. Boruch Hashem asher hitzel eskem. What's pshat vayismach? Rashi says Vayichad Yisrael vayismach Yisrael. What's the pshat over here that Yisrael was happy? Zokter the Rav in the Stenzluch. The Chabad says if someone makes a bracha goymel. And it says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Gemolcha Kol Toiv. I make a goymel for you. Is the halacha is, if the person you made a amen, you yoytze. Even though I'm not mechuyev, I never had to make a goymel. Zokter Ramah Havas. I it's a bracha levatol. I was never mechuyev. Zokter Ramah. Hoyol ve'enem mevorech rag derech shevach vaydo al toivus kaveri. I'm making a bracha because you had a good thing. Is memeila. I can make a bracha for you, even though I'm not mechuyev. Zokti briskerav. That's pshat vayichad Yisrael. He was very happy on the toive. Memeila, he's mutter to make a bracha goymel on the toive and that solus from Klal Yisrael, even though he wasn't mechuyev in it. Zokti does pshat vayoyim Yisrael baruch Hashem. That's pshat vayichad Yisrael. Straight down the briskerav. This bracha that Yisrael made is a birchas goymel. We all know that in Shulchan Aruch it says in Shimon Reish Yutes that is dalat tzrichan lohoides. Now, the pshat is azoy. This bracha that Yisrael made was a birchas ha-goymel. What was the din of Hagoyim? I'm explaining the Brisker of L'choyer. We had a din of Yoytzim Ebeis HaAsurim. Kal Yisrael Zeshtetim Tilim. Moitzi Asirim. We were out. We were all, the Pasuk calls it over here that we were all Nichol. The Pasuk says over there in Tehillim, Perich Samaches. Moitzi Asirim B'Kosharis. Shtetim the Targum. That the Apik Beis Yisrael, the Havan Asirim in Mitzrayim. We were in jail. Even though it was a big jail, there's no sheer how big a jail can be. It was a whole land, could be a whole city, could be a jail. So Klal Yisrael had a din over here of Yoytzim Beis Asurim. Mishabruah Sheit Amoyer Dikazach. Amoyer Dikazach. Let's say someone is in the water and he goes from one island to another island. Does he have to keep on making every time Hagoyim will Sheit Mishabruah Avadanat? Or someone is the Midbar and he comes in the middle of the Midbar, he gets to a place where he can rest a few minutes. He's still in the Midbar. You cannot make the bracha. Let's say like someone's sick with two different sicknesses, and he gets better from one. Does he have to make a Birkas HaGoyimel because he got rid of one? Not. We're going to be medamedis to somebody like he was in a Midbar and he went from one place to another, even though he could be Mechalu because that's one Shem Midbar and here he had two different Machlus. But Pashas, he doesn't make a Birkas HaGoyimel because he's still in a Matzev, he's still sick. Is the chayyur, even if he got rid of one machle, he still has another machle, he doesn't make a birkas hagoyimel. Kemikler nashay lazoi. If someone is a chayli, someone was sick, he went out of the yam, or someone was chavish beis asurim, and he got free, but the pshat is, he was a chavish beis asurim in a midbar, and he got freed. So enechanam, he got a one sakana, he's still in another sakana. Does he make a bracha or not? The chayyur is, he got rid of one, but he still has the other thing. Two separate ones of the four. Kemetus toilah zayin da in the two shittas in the mechaber. The mechaber has two shittas in simen reish yotes. If it's dafke dalat zrichen lohoides and the shittas yesh oimrim in the mechaber simen reish yotes is hani ar belav dafke. Who adin lamisha nasa? Let's say nafel olav koisel or nitzel medrisa shor. Anything, any sakana he makes a brich zakoyim. V'yesh oimrim sheim avorchen agoyim ella hani ar bedafke. What's the machloikas here? Kemetus up learn a lomdish. The first sheet that holds the chiv of dalat zrichen lahoidis is the pshat. One thing, hatzolum hasakana, choyle chavish yardayam holchem midbeis, all ways of sakana. The ik is he got rid of a sakana. Is a mela. Any sakana you mechuyev, even it's lavdafka. These four are maybe the ones that are dibra kosev b'hoy. But any sakana he has to make. That's the first sheet. The second sheet that holds he only makes dafka on the dafka four. Why? Because they hold his four bazunder chiyuvim. It's not the pshat hatzolum hasakana is the mechayev. The name Chovash and Ishtachar, that's the Mechayiv. Every shame is a Bazunder and Mechayiv. It's not just a way of getting out of Sakona. I had a raya once that I told Rav David Soloveitchik on a Gemara in Zvachim Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Toida, Shanishchatul Hashem, Toida is Ksheir. As Rashi says over there, that it's talking about someone that was Chovash and Beis Asurim, made a Toida for somebody, L'shem, for someone that was Choylish and Israp. It's stating the Chiddush over there in the Gemara that it's Kosher. It's the chapel of the gezach. What's if the whole yisoid is one yisoid? That solom is akana, and the whole dalat tzricha lahoid is just a way how to do it. So what's the pshat? What passed over here to say over here? What's the chiddush? Avada, it's kosher. What's the chiddush? Stay down the gemara. I'm worried the chiddush. The dalat tzricha lahoid is the pshat is a bezunder is four bezunder zachim, and the kamash malan is. The Baalt, it's all one Shem Toid, even though it's four different karbonis, but the Pshat is it's all one Shem Toid, the state as is kosher. For only you can't zog, and this is the machloig is Klal Yisrael mit Moshe, mit Yisrael. The Pshat is a zog, just like every sakana, you need to go out of it. So, Mela, someone that was in the strap of a machle, and he still has another sickness, we're saying, Avada, you don't make a bracha. Is en chenami, like the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, if he goes out of one sakana and he's still in another sakana, Moshe, a choyle, that comes out of the yam, doesn't make a bracha because he's still in a sakana. He didn't get out of all the sakanas. Mashengeli, the second sheet in Shulchan Aruch, that's dafke dalat tzrichen lohoides. The pshat is, it's not that he saw the sakana. The pshat is, everyone is a bezunder Hashem. Is Mela, when Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they were right away mechuyev birchas hagoyim because they were yoytzim beis asurim, and they went right away into the midbar, like it says in the pasuk, vahi b'shalach parei yasa'om leinochom alakim derech eretz plishtim. So they went out of the yam, they went right away into the midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu and the Eden held, like the first sheet, that these four things, the ikka yisoid is, the pshat is your sakana. Kolzman, we're still in a sakana, you don't make a bracha. Yisrael held, it's four bazundere chiyuvim. I found like this in Shulchan Aruch. Reb Kiveger brings down a similar issue. Test b'shem de urim b'tumra amori de kechidush. Mishim avarach birchas agoymel al liyosim in ayam im yochel lahoitzi birchasim mishim achuyev birchas agoymel al shenasrapim mecholli. If I could be moitz, chayr is the kapella atzuma. The marshal by shakol. If someone's mechuyev a shakol on water, avada I could be moitz somewhere else that ate a different shakol. What's the shaila? Shtei da amori de kechidush da that you would have a havamin over here that it's four bazunder and mechayvim. So mamela I can't be moitz you. With this, it's very good. So Yisrael Kahalton, as it's four bazunder mechayev. Thank Hashem, you got saved from the Kriyas Yamsov, even though you're a midbar. Thank Hashem for whatever you could. The same thing is over here. You have over here in the beginning of the parasha. Okay, we don't have enough time over here, but I just want to the same thing you have over here in the beginning of the parasha. Moyer de Gezach, because it says in the pasuk over here. It's very. There's three orders in the psukim here. The pasuk says over here, "Vayichad Yisroi ala toivas amon vahaber vahatoyer." Rashi says, and the pasuk says the ganze shvach vaydo we gave is asher tzilu miad mitzrayim. So I heard the kasha today. It's a kapel de gazach. Rashi says Yisroi thanked Hashem. Yisroi was happy on the mon and the bear and the toyer. And the pasuk says the whole thing was that we went out of Mitzrayim. It's the kapel de gazach. Why did the pasuk only says Yitzias Mitzrayim? It doesn't say about anything else. Another big kasha, the Mefarshim is the pasuk says, the first pasuk says, Asher Hitzel Eschem. And then the pasuk fears us, Asher Hitzel Esa'am. What's the kfeilus? Asher Hitzel Eschem, Asher Hitzel Esa'am. The third kasha is, there's another kasha, the pasuk says over here, the pasuk starts off, Asher Hitzel Eschem, Loshen Noichach. And then the pasuk says, Asher Hitzel Esa'am, that's a Loshen Nista. Eschem is talking direct to them. With the Rav, it's Moyerdik, because the Pshat is Azoy. If you go through all the Zachin that Klal Yisrael did, he made over here Birchas HaGoyimel. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the only thing that you could call one that goes into the category of Birchas HaGoyimel. Because it's like we said before, it's Chavash Atzma Sheyotzim Mebeis Asura. We're talking about he making a Birchas HaGoyimel over here. The other things are not Nichol and Birchas HaGoyimel. He had Ber and Mon and Amalek. We're talking about he's making over here, he's Mechadosh over here, a new Yisoid over here to make a Bracha. Only in Yitzias Mitzrayim you make a Bracha. Why does he say over here, one time does he say a Lashon?
One is hungry, one of the four.
Is what?
No,
it's not one of the four. No. You're going to ask me, Kriyas, you're going to ask me over here, Yardayam. So for two reasons, you can't do Yardayam. I thought that's what you're going to ask me. Lundish. First of all, if someone jumps into the water, then it's dry, so you don't make a bracha. Number one. Because people jump into the water and they don't make a bracha because you're going swimming. And number two, it was only the first two that went in and it was that went in and then it became dry. The whole of Klal Yisrael went already when it was dry. So the Gemara says it was a gnai for Klal Yisrael that they didn't make a bracha birchas hagoyim. But what's the gnai of Klal Yisrael? It was already Klal Yisrael had no receiver to make. So nothing. You have no chiyev. You have no. Yeah. The only thing is on, I know. But I'm saying the only chiyev was on the base asurim, and that I answered already. Klal Yisrael held that the cold that's still in the midbar, so we're still not out of sakana. Now, what do you want to know? Why does it say one place? Does it say over here lashon eskem? One place does it say lashon am? Pash the cheshbon. What was the Metzius over here? Yisrael brought everybody into the oil, right? And Yisrael made the bracha over there. It wasn't possible everybody came into the oil. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if somebody is a Yeledes, so the husband goes into shul, and he says a bracha over here, there's two ways. If the lady is there, he makes shegamol cha kolto. The ladies. If the lady's not there, it says shegamol ishti kolto. Same thing's for a father. If the father is there, she makes shegamol cha. There's one nusach that you make, avur chatoz chaveri b'loshen noichach. If the pshat is, if he's there, if he's not there, then you make it. Then you don't make a lashon. Then you can't make a lashon like a pash bizar. Yisrael over here is making a brach of a klal Yisrael. He got whole klal Yisrael. He can't get everybody in the tent, so he's screaming out birchas agoyimul. Some people are in the tent. Some people are out of the tent. So the people are in the tent. He's saying asher hitzel eschem, you people. Asher hitzel esam. He's screaming out loud. So that's the pash pshat. Why he said it over, and then it's very good. The end of the pasuk. Yisrael came over here, and it says in the pasuk. He shechted oilas is vachem lelekim, and it says vayavei aharim v'chaldikin Yisrael lechel lechem amchoisem moishel fnei lekim. So Rashi says he came to do shlamen. So bishlamen, why he came to do oila? It's a carbon agev. He's just straightening the ramban al Torah. But what's the pshat that he came to do oila? The Terezi Meredin is very good. A shlamen, because the Terez is a shlamen. That's a carbon toide. Carbon toide. Rashi says over here. That's what Rashi says in the mal toide. Kaven a pashas tzav. That's a carbon toide. Dalat tzrichan lahoides. That's a carbon toide. Yisrael was mechadosh of here. Moyer dekazak that they have a din of yoytzim bebeis asurim. Even though you're still in the midbar. So Mamela, Yisrael said over here. Yisrael came over here and bought shalmei toide over here. So Mamela, he bought over here, Shalmei Toide, Korban Toide, the halacha is, you have to have Dalad Mina Lechem, right? As I state, you have to have Dalad Mina Lechem, and one of every 10 is Truma Lekoyim. That's Mamash Gevaldik, what it says in the Pasuk. Vayove Yahar v'chol zikne Yisrael lechel lechel lechem lefnei ha'alekim. They ate lachmei toide, because that's the halacha, you have to bring Shlomo, which is lachmei toide. And it says Aaron also came. Aaron came to eat one out of the 10 because he had a din of a koyin. So he had a din of truma, so he ate one out of 10. Klal Yisrael ate the Shlomim, and lefnei ha'alekim, because the halacha is, that toide, the halacha is, you have to eat lefnei ha'alekim in Yerushalayim. And that's the halacha. But Akapanim, the music that we learn from Yisrael is a Moir Dike Musik. Klal Yisrael held that if the Abishah didn't take us out in Gansen of our Tzara, so this is a Musik day with a person, the Abishah took a Gvaldige, give a lot of Chasodim to a person. A lot of people say, there's two ways out of looking at it. The Abishah gives you a lot of good, but I'm over there. Yisrael, the Gnai for Klal Yisrael was, Yisrael the Herd, listen, I hear what you're saying, we're still in a midbar, but you got out of the water. Thank Hashem for what you got. Klal Yisrael says, I've added that alumnus Klal Yisrael, they held like the Shita that all four is one sakana. It's not four bazunder and mechayvim, but you have to take everything you got. The Abish is made to a multi person, the other side he gets a punch. So it doesn't go, there's no cancelling out. That was a gnai for Klal Yisrael, but after upon him, that's why the Pasuk emphasizes that Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem. Why did he say Baruch Hashem? Because the Abish took us out of Mitzrayim. Because that was the only thing from the four that was the only thing of the four that we could count on that was one of the Dalat Tzricha Lodis. So the Baruch that Yisrael made over here was Mechadosh and New Yisrael and Birchas Agoimo. Hashem gives you good to Zachin, even though you get Amol Zachin that are a little hard. Don't say, it's going hard. But what happened over there? That was Yisrael's Chiddush. Baruch Hashem Ashi Yitzel. That was the Gnai from Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful week.
All right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Yisrael, I guess, made of Klal Yisrael.